Today's daf in Masechet Gittin brought to you Mibein Chomot Yerushalayim is Daf Zayin. And we are holding on, we got up to Shalach Le'mar Ukva, which is one-fourth of the way down from the top. Shalach Le'mar Ukva L'Rabbi Elazar. I'm having a lot of political problems. B'nei Adam Ha'omdim Olai. Now, Mar Ukva, of course, was the he was on top of things, and he was the dayan, and everything was happy daite, and he had some tough customers, and we'll see later on, the leader of the anti-Marukva political gang was Geneva, and that was the whole story of Geneva that we had, that even though he's a big Talmud Chacham, why would we stand up for him? He's a palga, he makes machlokas and everything. A very modern type, unfortunately, well known, you know. And Marukva wanted to know, what about Marukva had a lot of connections. And because of his position, it would have been easy for him basically to have Geneva arrested and get him out of his hair. So he sent a message to Rabbi Elazar asking him that these people who are Indim Alai and I am able to give them over to the Malchut, Mahu am I allowed to do so? Now the reason that this sugya comes here is because of the next word, Sir Tate. And we were in the middle of the question of whether you're allowed to write something without sirtut, that was Rabbi Yitzchak's mamar. Sirtet v'katavle. So he wrote him the pasuk, Amarti eshmerah derachai mechato v'lshoni eshmerah lafi machson ba'od rasha l'negdi. Which means, afapisha rasha l'negdi, even though I have this rasha right against me here, nonetheless, I'm going to keep my mouth shut. Eshmerah lafi machson. And that's my recommendation for how you should handle the issue. Now, everybody asks, of course, what's the kash? I understand it's an iser gomer. What he wants to be a meiser. Well, he's going to hand him over to the police with akum. It's also iser gomer to be meiser. The moment chavero is an iser koshken to put Geneva in this kind of a situation. They may kill Geneva, as we'll see. So, okay, there's various students.
What was the advice?
The advice was to keep quiet.
Bear it.
Yeah, so this is tshuva, but nowadays we're not used to that name as any kind of friendly, but there's a tshuva from Rabbi Yehuda Assad. which is where he says that maybe it's talking about that someone who is oimed keneged the tzibur. So being oimed keneged maruk for causing machlokes in the tzibur can lead to, you know, very serious consequences, and that's already you're allowed to get rid of him. Others say that he had enough pull to make sure that they would only keep him out of trouble, put him into jail to scare him for a day. It wasn't like they wanted the cops to visit him and get him again nervous, you know. But it wasn't really Masira. Anyway, so what should I do? Okay, so he writes them better stay quiet. Shalach Le, so Mar Ukva writes back to Rabbi Elazar. He says, listen, I can't take it anymore. I can't take it. I can't function. Shalach Le, so he sent him a message. Dom La Hashem v'itcholelo. Dom La Hashem means who if yapilem lecha chalalim chalalim. You just do the dom. That papashas means be quiet, but we'll see in a moment. He darshens it, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu will kill them off for you, which means dom. This is a lashon of dimdumei chama. So in other words, you spend your time in the Beis Medrash hashkem v'ariv aliyah. You be there early in the morning. You be there late at night, and you'll see hein kalin mealayim. These guys are all going to be taken care of in Hashemayim. You won't have to worry about them anymore. Hadavar yatsa bipi Rabbi Elazar. The moment Rabbi Elazar and opened his mouth to say those words, you'll notice here it doesn't say sir tate because he was not writing. He had said it to them. Hadavar yatsa bipi. So the moment that he said it, they immediately came and arrested Geneva and put him into the kolar, which was a simon that he was on death watch. What do they call that? Death row. Yeah. So they put him on death row. That was the end of Geneva. Yeah, because he said the cooler. That's right. That's right. Wow. Obviously. That's a given. That's what it means.
That's funny when you say it.
Because once we're already bringing out the questions of Marukva and with Sukkim, and with Merambe, is a dinam of Sirtut. So they ask Marukva, where do we see that Zimra is also, that after the Churban, you're not supposed to be singing songs in a secular pub, and so on. So Sirtet Vikatavlu, so he writes only with Sirtut, is all a hemshech of that. The din that we had yesterday from Rabbi Yitzchak, just like the previous Maimer was. So he wrote, Al Tismach Yisrael El Gil Ka'amim. Don't take part in what goes on in the pubs. After the Churban, you don't have a right to have a purely secular, wine-oriented party. Lishlech Luhu, why doesn't he send them the posik that everybody knows? From Yeshayo, Bashir lo yishtu yayin, yeimar shechar leshotav, your wine should be bitter to those who drink it because of the churban. Because imeahi ava minanimi lezimra demona, since the pasuk in Yeshayo is in the context of musical instruments, before it was talking about kinar, ugav, and so on, so you might think that the hemshech Bashir lo yishtu yayin is referring to with musical instruments, but to sing stam a beer song with your mouth, papuma, would be shori. Gamash Balan, therefore, he says, the issue of yours, al tismach al gilbamim, don't participate in the drinking songs of the goyim. Omalei Ravuna Barnata Narvash, what is the meaning of the pasuk, the kina, the dimona, the adada? Now, obviously, Rav Ashi understood that Ravuna Bar Natan had a drosha on mind. Everybody knows these are the names of cities. I mean, what do you think? My dichtiv. See, maybe he stalked him a little bit, you know. So he wrote back, well, as far as I know, there are cities in Eretz Yisrael, Mitvata Eretz Yisrael Kachashiv, which got Ravuna a little upset. What do you think? I'm an idiot. Obviously, the names of cities. But I'm telling you, I heard a great drasha about it. Rav Gavia Me'argiza, he said a very nice pshat. He said the meaning is that Kol Sheyeshlo Kina, which is a play on words with the city of Kina, Al Kaveiro, and Domeim, he doesn't say anything, which is Dimona. So then Adada, which is Shochein Ade Ad, will take care of it for him. It's because the rem is back. So the story that we just had with Geniv and Marukva. Omar Lay, so he says, you know, Rav Ashi says, obviously, I know, you know, that you had some kind of drusha, which is why I was trying to shut you up. I mean, we don't understand what we're going to have. Sit around with every city. So now tell me what the meaning is. Tziklag and Matmina and Sansana, you got a shot in that too. I mean, what do you pick out? Three cities that make sense to you because the names sound a little bit, it's ridiculous. So, Hinami, go ahead. Amale, look, I don't know nothing, but I can guarantee you if Rav Gavia Me'argiza was here, he would have said a nice pshat. So, so I'm quoting him. He knows how to darshan properly. What are you making fun of it for? You know? We're up to my dichtiv ba'at saltayin yimacha mikare ishifut yadayin domeim b'shat meriva mishra bo kohes alav shotek. Yes, zocher, yes, there you go. Alma olam kayam mishra shotek ve'et meriva. Yes. Tola Eretz Al Bulima. You saw it boiling over, huh? You saw that?
Bolem instead of putting blame.
Nice. Okay. Rivaka Mibekoza. That's like the rival.
Saito is here. We can invite him to Dafyomi. Mm-hmm. Saito is here. We can invite him. See what happens.
Oh, that would be really nice. Barnea, if anybody can manage it, it's Barnea. it would definitely make a hit all over. Anyway, so what is the, actually, he says, well, you don't have to wait for Rav Gavir Mibe'er Giza. I got a nice pshat. Even at Tziklag and Madminan Sansanai, when you're my pshat, I say like this. Tziklag is Tzakat Legima. So if somebody believes that someone else has been taking away from his mizonot, like he opens up a kofiz right next to a kofiz, you know, he does something idiotic like that. So he goes and he's choik to Kodesh Baruch Hu about how it is that this guy's ruining his parnasa. But instead he's domain, that's madmeina, tziklag, madmeina, then samsana, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does a sensational hatsola, and the shokhen besne o selotin. You know, we had the Maimer from Marukva about Zimra being Aser. How do we know that a Kalila is Aser? So he said to him, how do we know? I mean, the whole thing is a Drabbanan. And we saw before the Zan, Bupumbo Shalas Pasionus, Gazuala Tarot Chatanim, Valairus. We just finished Seita, for heaven's sakes. Well, yeah, what's going on? So they were Gozer on Atarot Chatanim, and on the Iros was the tambourines. And anyway, meanwhile, Ravuna got up to go to the bathroom. Okay, so Arochi kam Ravuna lafnuye. So Rav Chista was a Talmud of Ravuna. I mean, he didn't want to say anything in front of Ravuna, but Ravuna walked out. Rav Chista said to the Resh Galuta, actually, there is a pasuk, but Rebbe forgot. You know? So the pasuk says, Ko amar Hashem Elokim, Hatser hamitznefet v'arima atara. So what does it mean? Hatser hamitznefet v'arima atara means, as we'll see in a moment, but let's finish the pasuk first. We can end up darshing the whole pasuk from your Pesach. Zot lo zot tashefalad be'a v'agavoa hashpil. Okay, so first, he talks about the opening of the pasuk. Asira mitznefet v'arima atara. Ma'inyan mitznefet etzel atara. Understand, what is the connection of mitznefet, which is worn by the Kohen Gadol, to an atara? Lo marlecha. If the Kohen Gadol is in the Beis HaMikdash and he's wearing the mitznefet, so then atara b'rosh kol adam u'zechatan. Nistalka mitznefet b'rosh Kohen Gadol, nistalka atara b'rosh kol adam. Right? Meanwhile, Rav Huna comes in, he finds Rav Chista darshing the pasuk and so on, you know. So he says, listen here, gentlemen, I promise you, and forget nothing. It's the Rabbanan, I swear to you, it's the Rabbanan. There's no remnants in the pasuk. Elokim in the Rabbanan. But you know what? They don't call you Chista for nothing. Chista, Shemcha, your name is Chista because you say such beautiful things. It's lovely, it's lovely. It just isn't true. But that's fine. It's nice remnants. Ravina Ashkechela Marba Ravashi, Davi Godo Kalili Olivarte. So Ravina walks in. And Marbar Ravashi. Marbar Ravashi is making one of these pretty, you know, kalot things that you make out of, like you saw before, out of roses and flowers. Yeah, he's going through the field, he's painting everything nice. Well, my late first daughter, don't you hold of Rav Chista's drasha? Oh, my late, yeah, that's the whole point. Why is it connected to the Kohen Gadol? Because it's like Kohen Gadol is talking about a male. So the Atarah is talking about a male. So do you need a Kohen Gadol? Begavrei. Avu benashilo has nothing to do with women. As we saw before. Sorry, I missed that one.
So close.
Yes. But just like there's no Kohen Gadol as a woman, there's no Isra on the Atara of the Kala. And I was talking before, it's a din dafka nechatanim. What's the end of the pasuk about talking about Asir mitznefet harima atara? What a weird pasuk. Zot lo zot. What zot lo zot mean? Dorash Rabbi Avira. Sometimes he said it mishmei Ravami. Sometimes he said it mishmei Ravasi. That b'sha'asha amara kadosh baruch hu l'Yisrael Asir mitznefet harima atara. Oh, did I finish Ravuna? No. Huh? Oh, okay, yeah, but I forgot to say that the meaning is that it's a reference to the Atara of the Melech, to destroy the Kuna and the Malchus, I'm sorry. And so anyway, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that Posek, which meant it was the end of the Beis HaMikdash and the end of Malchus Yisrael, so Amru Malachei HaSharet, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Zot, this is the way you treat Yisrael. Zot Lem LeYisrael, Shegdimu Lefanecha B'Sinai, Na'aseh V'Nishma, Amalam Lo Zot, when? Isn't this exactly what they deserve? Lo zot lem l'Yisrael shishpilu at agavoa v'igu at ashafel v'hemidu tselem beichal. I mean, well, I don't understand. What else do they deserve? Dorashu v'avira also, zim nomel shmen rabami, zim nomel shmen rabasi. My dichti, very strange pasuk. Ko amar Hashem, im shleimim v'chein rabim v'chein nagozu v'avar. It's absolutely weird. V'initich lo anechod. What does it mean? Im shleimim v'chein rabim v'chein nagozu. Nagozu means, well, what is that? Nagozu means to be sheared? What does that mean? It means like this. Im shleimim. Whether, when we have to understand im shleimim v'chein rabim means, whether you have just enough of your parnasa, or whether you've got tons of extra money, it should be v'chein exactly the same that it should be nagozu. Make sure that you are sheared from time to time, because then you will get by. Meaning, person sees he has just enough to get by and he barely makes it through the month to cover his overdraft. Ha. You should be nagozu. You should shear off a little and give it to tzedakah. And v'chein rabim kol shekein if there's merubim, and then nagozu if he'll be sheared v'avar, he will get through hell. Otherwise, he's going to hell. The tanit v'rav Yisrael kol hagozeis minechasav, people who shear from time to time their property and give it to tzedakah, they get by. And it's a beautiful drosha, nagozu. Because Moshe l'shtel rechelot, right? You got two ewes over here. And they're about to be taken through the water. Now one of them has just been sheared. The other one's got this big heavy load of wool. The one that goes into the water with the wool soaks up the water, drowns. Which is where you go to hell. Yeah. And the other one, which has been sheared, doesn't have so much extra wool on it, so it gets through the water. So they're over up in Mayim. That's the nagozu of Yavar, beautiful metaphor. So achat gezuzah, achat eina gezuzah. The gezuzah is over it, but the she'ena gezuzah cannot get by. Right.
If you have lots of money, that's like having lots of wool, even if you give up.
Yeah, but no gozu, so that's what you give to tzedakah. It doesn't matter that. It's not a perfect metaphor. No gozu. V'initich. What is v'initich? V'initich now is the same posik. Otherwise, it's unrelated. It has to relate back to the opening of the posik. So, initich is a lotion of oni, right? So, v'initich means, and if you are neither sholem, so you don't have enough money to get by, you're certainly not robbing that more than enough, you're poor. But this means it's also true v'initich. Afilo ani amitparnes min hatzedakah has to give tzedakah. And if he does, lo anechod. Tani Rav Yezer shuv en marin lo simanei aniyut. So if an oni is able to give tzedakah, in the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu delivers him from his aniyut. Okay, getting back now to Barnea's neighborhood, which is the Mishnah about the gvulot of Eretz Yisrael. And the problem is Barnea has a difficult time with right and left, and therefore we're not going to be sure if we turn to the right of the road or the left of the road. And there's indeed different girsaot, and the Gemaras will see if they can accommodate the multi-leveled approach of Barnea, where sometimes right is left and left is right. And okay. So it's all there. Merosh kvar kadmu chorabonon. There we go. Really, it's a sin for Seinfeld not to be here.
We're ready.
Correct. Okie dokie. There we are.
It's only Rashi.
So, it's said in our Mishnah that Akko min HaTzafon is the furthermost. Remember that the Tzafon is to Barnea's left hand. He's pointing with his Tzafon hand to Akko. Okay?
No,
no. This is the correct way. This is the way the Torah views the map.
You're the influence of the British Empire still.
Yes. You can't get it out of your system. You can take the president out of... Yeah, but you can't take South Africa out of the president. All right. So there you are in Akko. Akko is the furthermost northern part, he said, on the Gvul of Eretz Yisrael, right? You're walking from Akko to Gzib. There you go. So you're walking from Akko to Gzib. What is Gzib's modern name? Is Gzib, Gzib, right. So you're walking to Gzib. Now there's two Gersa'ot over here. So you miyamino, to your right, which will be to the east of the road, the Eretz is Eretz Ha'amim.
No, in between.
And there, in between only, of course.
In between,
the right of the road.
North.
Yes, that's the right of the road. Wow, you got it. So that area has a din of chutzlaretz, and it's tmeyah mishum eretz ha'amim. And anything that you buy there in the makolet that has been raised locally is poter min ha'maaser min ha'shvi'it ad shivadalech shechayevet, until you find out that particular point was part of Eretz Yisrael. So there's a bookie that knows that the gvul was not straight over here along the road. It moved a little bit. Okay. And then to the left of the road, which is towards the Ma'arav, towards the west, which of course heads into the Yam HaGadol and takes us all the way to the rest of Barnea's neighborhood, like Spain, there you go. That is the Rami Shumeret Ha'amim v'chayevet b'maser u'bashvi'it archi v'dalachashi p'tura. And how far does the road continue? Ad Kizib. Now, the road that we're talking about is the road between Akko and Kizib. Now, that is significantly further north than Akko. So why does the Mishnah say Akko instead of saying that Kizib should be the northernmost part of Eretz Yisrael? And even worse, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi, quotes his father as saying that this doesn't go until Arziv, it goes till Lavlovo. Okay, go ahead. Oh, no. That's sad. Not to Lavlovo. We don't know where in Barnea's neighborhood Lavlovo is. That's why they probably call it Lavlovo. You know. It doesn't show on the map. We're not sure where Lavlovo is. In any event,
further away from Eretz Yisrael, why would it be part of Eretz Yisrael? I don't get it.
We know that Eretz Yisrael extended up to Kziv along a short area. We don't know how wide the area was. So to the right of the road and the left of the road is Argirsa, and the is Eretz Yisrael. The right is Kutzvarts, the Grun. Many Rishonim have the opposite, that the coast was captured actually as part of the Phoenicians, wasn't settled by Eretz Yisrael. But to the right of the road, which is to the east, it fits better. And that's the Gra, and he brings many rayas to it.
Yeah.
That's the point. So the Mishnah says Akko. How do you explain that? Omer Abaye, we're talking about here a Ritzu'ah. When the Mishnah is talking about the borders of an essentially square border, the main border. You know, so the fact that you have a small Baja California, I mean, that's not the border, right? So this is like a small area. It's not very wide enough for the road and a little bit extra. And that goes further north. And the Mishnah's not talking about that. The Mishnah's talking about what's the border essentially in a line of Eretz Yisrael, the northern border. That's the point. What, the Tana is saying to the right and to the left of a small Mesila? I mean, there's like I mean, a road is not enough of a distance itself. It's not wide enough to start calling it right and left, is it? Yoyv Tana Simona Achi? Absolutely, says the Gemara. The Pasuk does the same thing. If the Pasuk can give a simon, why in the world can't the Tana give a simon on a road? It says, Vayomru, Hine Chaga Shebishilo Miyamim Yamima. And now it talks about where you, how do you get the Shiloh? Mitzvona lebeit el, mizracha shemesh lemisila, ha'olami beit el shchema, u'minegev lilvona. Now, how do you understand that? It can't possibly mean the mizracha, because you already said it's tougher. You're going up north on the road from Beit El, and you till you hit Shiloh. And yet, so when it says mizracha shemesh, it means this. Yeah, let's see. Mizracha shemesh to the road from Beit El to Shiloh. That's Mizracha, see? You're going north, but it's east of the road in order to turn to Shiloh. So that means Mizracha is this way. Up is Mizracha. Always, always up is Mizracha, because you're facing the direction that the earth is turning. So if you're intelligent and you realize you're on a rotating planet, obviously you don't look north to decide which way you're going. You look east to decide which way you're going. So,
I love it when I.
That's why this is a correct map. Yeah. Smart. Yeah. And it's a satellite map, so a satellite probably picked that up, you know. Sunrise was a map. Okay. So there you go.
When I guide in Shiloh, that's what I start with.
Oh,
that's
beautiful.
A few places in Tanakh are so cool.
Actual directions of how to get somewhere. So follow the directions in the puzzle. Okay, can you point out to be negative lalavona? Can you? That's the
question. It's not on the map.
Not on the map?
No.
Oh, so how do we know that you're not pointing to anywhere where you feel like it? If you would have written it on the map, we would have believed it, because then it would be written right in yellow and...
You have to trust the tour guide. It's about right here.
About. About.
It doesn't write.
I know.
It's
fun. I'm kidding around.
Don't tell them
that. It's just bothering me. The Omer of Papa, what does it mean? Therefore, it's got to mean the Mizracha Shel Mesila. Okay, so far we've got this straight. Now, what we really want to get to is what about the Yam? Is the Yam, we know that the Gvul, talk about the Gvul, is the Gvul of the Yam, but I mean, come on, you know, you could build a marina into the Yam, you can have islands in the Yam.
There's gas in the Yam.
Oh boy.
Maybe the Chinese, they'll build you an island. They'll
build you an island to order, no problem. So what is the din of the Yam? So the Gemara brings first a Braita, two Braita. And the Gemara understands that the Braitot are not referring to the Yam, and the Braitot are referring to rivers within Eretz Yisrael. Now, tomorrow we're going to get to a greater understanding of what's really going on with these Braitot. So assuming that we're talking about rivers in Eretz Yisrael, so we start off with what appears to be a contradiction. Now, obviously, there can't be a problem if you'd be dealing with the Yam, because there's got to be a line drawn through the Yam somewhere, where some places of the Yam are chutzlarts and some places of the Yam are still considered within the Gvul of Eretz Yisrael. But if we're thinking that this is not the Yam, we're thinking about, you know, little rivers in Eretz Yisrael, so then we run into a problem because we have a contradiction. Tana Chada, so one Braita says, I maybe get besvina. If you're bringing a get on a boat, it would have the same din as maybe Eretz Yisrael. Whereas another Braita says, if you bring a get on a boat, it's kemevi bechutz la'aretz. So isn't that a contradiction? Omar Rabbi Yirmiyah lo kasha. It's not a problem, because one is going alib de Rabbi Yehuda, and one is going alib de Rabbanan. What is the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan? The machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan has to do with, now, boats generally cannot be an utzitz nakuv, you might realize.
Yeah.
There's usually a problem when you put a hole in the bottom of a boat, right? So it's probably an utzitz.
It's Rich's neighbor.
Yeah, it's probably an utzitz shena nakuv.
You have to depend with the boat.
Exactly. Depends what the boat is made of, right?
Why?
So because, according to Rashi, if the boat is made out of porcelain, you know, So it's cheres. It's actually not real porcelain, but it's the so then that is actually able to be yonic through the water because it
it's
porous and it's a type of karka. Tosis learns just the opposite. Tosis learns it's made out of eights. It's porous, but cheres is not considered to be porous for this halacha. It would still need a hole on the bottom of it, and that wouldn't be a good idea. There's boat made out of fiberglass. There you go.
Boat made of cement.
Cement, even. That's right. That's right.
Cement.
Yes, yes. Kosher and porcelain. Matter of fact, maybe it's even bone china, you know, an expensive boat. In any event, the machlokes is like this. It's none. A far chutzlaret habab is svina laaret. So somebody is importing some dirt in a svina into Eretz Yisrael, and he grows things on it in the water. So it's chayev in meiser and shvius when it's in the river. Rabbi Yehuda, no, only when it's beached. It has to be attached to the land, but through the water, if it's in the water, rather, it's not considered to be chayev and meiser and shvius. In a sfina gosheshet, it's potter, which implies that they're arguing about whether the water area has a din of Eretz Yisrael or not. Abaye says, no, it's very simple. You could say, hava Rabbi Yehuda, one brayta is talking about as a din of chutzvartz is bisman she'in asfina gosheshet, and one is talking about as a din of Eretz Yisrael, and it's talking about when the svina is gosheshet. Omer Rebbe Zera, well, you know, if this is a machloket, I mean, you're talking about the din, whether it's a din of Eretz Yisrael, there's other issues involved in here. So I'm going to throw something out. Suppose you have an atzitz nakuv, and it's on a tripod. Very common, right? People put a little planter on a tripod, and it's basically in the middle of the air. Now, I would say that that would be the same machlokas as Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. The question is whether a boat in the water is considered to still be yonek from the ground underneath it. So here we have a boat in the air, so to speak. A planter in the air should be the same as a boat in the water. Now, obviously, this has nothing to do with the issue of whether karka beneath it has a din of Eretz Yisrael or not. So in saying this, we've already moved away from our whole understanding that this is something to do with the gvulot, right? So Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbanan won't argue about that. Omar Rava, who says? I don't understand. What does this have to do with it? Dilma Lohi, I can throw in other factors here. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda only said what he said with a svina because a svina is asuya livroach. The point of a svina is that it moves, right? So if it moves, it doesn't have a relationship to a specific area of karka that you could say it's going to be yonek from the karka. So therefore, it's not nogeya, the dinim of the land underneath it, bichlal. It's a movable thing. An atzitz that's sitting there, and gradually the whatever it picks up from the heat that's coming from the ground that dissolves nutrients in the water and is picked up by the plant and so on. Maybe that's different. So there it does have a connection to the earth beneath it. Who says the same thing? And atzitz isn't osur livroach, so maybe he would have said it doesn't have to be gosheshet, you know? Or I could say maybe the other direction. That maybe the point of the Rabbanan is that when there's water between the Svina and the ground of the Nahar, then they say, you're not on the ground. Okay, so over there, the Rabbanan are talking about, I'm sorry, then you're on the ground because you have the Mlomavsik Avira, there's no airspace. And as far as the water, water is like the ground. It's basically the way the ground here is in this. You know, it's liquidy, fine, but it's also the surface of the earth is water here. So there's lo mafsik avira because we look at water as aras michta. It's like the ground comes up to the top level of the water. We see that for many issues. Marshenken and atzitz, that's in the middle of the air, where it needs to be supported artificially, and obviously this is not, it's not on the surface of the earth, so it's mafsik avira. So then, enochinami, maybe the Rabbanon agree that unless it's gorsheshet, meaning you put it down on the ground, that it's not considered to be yonik. So, bichlal, everything that we talked about is irrelevant. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, we ain't talking about rivers, bichlal. We're talking about the Yamagodol. Ben Arad Eretz Yisrael, Kuli Yamalo Pligi. That's not an issue. Of course it's Eretz Yisrael. Something to do with Gosheshet. What the world does it get after with Gosheshet? Will you tell me? Well, you got to be sniffing the nourishment from the ground in order to be. That's crazy, the whole thing. We're not talking about a relationship to Ben Yonek Ben Akarka, not Yonek Ben Akarka. You're mixing up so many different sugyas over here. We're talking about what are the Gvulot of Eretz Yisrael to the west. So when we say that the edge of the ground, I mean the edge of what is considered to be the ground, the continental shelf, well, what's the ground exactly? So to what area do we call, if a little bit of the ground comes up, as it always does, there's little tiny islands that are all over the place. If you're driving a boat, and you're, if you're Richie's son, Mamela, you'll run into the island. But if you're Richie, you know where the island is. So, I mean, what's considered to be the end of the land space? That we'll see tomorrow is a machloket. But certainly it's a very different sugya than questions of sniff, sniff. Sholach le marukva Rabbi Elazar. Bnei Adam omdim alai, v'yadai lemosrom lemalchut. Mao. Sirtet v'katav le, amarti eshmara darkim mechatov v'lishoni, eshmara lefi machsom v'od rashal negdi. This halacha of sirtut, by the way, big machlokasim, whether this is bedavka in the middle of Divrei Torah, whether it's even in a letter of Shlomim, where Stam happened to be quoting, you know, Yom Shlishi Le Seder, and then you use three psukim on top to say what the Seder is, you know, is that considered to already be Divrei Torah? And the bigger question is it considered to be requiring sirtut if you're not writing in Ketav Ashuris? You stop scribbling in modern Hebrew script and Rashi script. I mean, is that, that's why a lot of people are makbid indeed with the Chasna invitations, not to use Ketav, that's Deimet the Ketav Ashuris, because then all these questions come up about Kedusha and so on. And in fact, what's that?
It's not a Chumash.
Who?
A chumash. Why shouldn't that be sirtut?
Because, well, it is. In other words, the din of, first of all, is, there's an amazing quote in the Tshuvas. One of the very few things that is quoted in the name of the Rambam's father, Maimon himself, which is that sirtut is not required if you put in the kudot.
Amazing.
Right, because then it's not the way it's inside the Sefer Torah, and after you're going beneath the line, so there's no din of sirtut. It's very interesting. Furthermore, where the sirtut is part of the actual ksiva, we're over there. The print has to be put b'chatchila into a sirtut. Say, look, a sirtut gadol mizeh, you know, the original print. Once you have that, so then the computer does the sirtut for you, by definition. But Bechalal is a shayla, where they need to be misartet our ktav, or only the ktav, which is at least some of the oisiyos is similar to Lashon, to ksav ashuri. Some of it would be kosher, let's say, for Tyre. Okay, so over there, maybe have to be misartet. Furthermore, only have to be misartet the first line. Because once you get it going straight, then each line serves as the sirtut, so to speak, for the line beneath it. Yeah, it's fascinating sugya. I mean, Lamaisa, the shach brings to be machmer, even on Arktav and so on. So people are careful not to write three words because of that.
Sirtut would be actually to etch it in?
No, but to take at least a ruler and to draw a line. Yeah. Anyway, so then he sends him, Sholach Kamatsar Li Tuv, I can't take it anymore. Lamatsina Dikambu. Sholach Li Dom Lashem Vitcholelo, Dom Lashem, Vuyapilim Lachavalim Chavalim. What does Dom mean? Hashkeim v'harev aliyem dumdumei chama in the morning and dumdumei chama in the evening. Lebeit ha-midrash v'hein kalim me'aleihem. The moment ha-davar yatsa mipi ha-melech, I'm sorry, ha-davar yatsi mipi Reb Eliezer, and Geneva was immediately put into the kolar. Shol chalei l'marukva, Zimra, binolanda, azir sirtet vekatavlu, al tismach Yisrael el gil ba'amim. Why didn't he just write the clear passage? Bashir lo yishtu yayin, right? Yimashechar l'shotav. Because yimei ayavim yina milik zimra demona. How do you know? The puma? That should be shori. Kamash balan, this is al tismach Yisrael. Even if you're just singing with your mouth. Another one of these Hasidic Shevrat Lach. Excuse me, he says to him. These are the names of cities, okay? Matvat Eretz Yisrael Kachoshiv. I'm like, what do you think? I'm a jerk? I'm telling you that Rav Gavia Me'argiz has got a beautiful remez. Amar Bataima. Koshi Yesh Lo Kina Al Chaviro V'Domeim. The Adada Shochina the Ado Selodin. I'm like, great. Follow me out to Tziklag and Madmina and Sansana. You got a shot for? I'm like, well, I could tell you from Gavia Biber Giza was here, he would. I'm about time, he would have said a nice shot. Ravacha Biber Khazza says, I got a shot. I'm about, call me Shish Lutza Kat Ligima Kaverova Domain. Shochin Bisne makes a sensation. Oh, Saladin. How do we know Kalila is also? How do we know? It's a drabona. The Tlampe Pumashal Spanios, Gazwella, Tabot, Viala Eros, Adachi Kamravuna Lafni. Actually, there is a pusik, you know. Go Amara Shemelokima, Sira Mitznefet, Vearima, Tara, Zot, Lo Zot, Ashifalag, Beavagavoa, Ishpil, Ashpil, Vimayan Mitznefet, Hitzalatara. Meanwhile, Rav Huna had walked in and discovered them. And Ashkechin and Avayatfe, Amalu Elohim, it's really bitter abona. Elachista Shimcha v'Chasdoin Milcha. Ravina Ashkid, Mar Barvashi, Havigoda Kalila Labarti. I'm like, isn't that Usirlo? Sovamar, Asira Mitznefet, Vaharima Atara. I'm like, yes, but it's Dubina Kohen Godel, it's Begavri, Avabanashilo. What's the continuation of the Posseg? Zot, Lo Zot, Ashafala, Gbeya, Vagavo, Ashpio, what is this? Doresh Rabea Via, Zimnan Armale, Mishmei de Ravami, Zimra Mishmei de Ravasi. Im shleibim v'chein rabim v'chein nagozu v'avar v'nitich lo ha'anech od. What does that mean? Yibro'e adam shemizonotav betzumtzamim yaseh mihem tzedakah v'kol shekein v'chein merubim. And then v'chein nagozu v'avar. What's that mean? Tanar v'yishro kol ha'gozeiz minechasav v'aseh mihem tzedakah nitzal midina shogeinom. Means what? Amar Marzuta, Yafilu initich, and the filo ani. Amit Parnes mena tzedakah, Yase tzedakah. And then Loanech, Tanu Veshuv, Emarin lo simane ani yud. Review the Amir Mirekim, the Mizrach Miakol at Sofon. What? Miakol etzofon, remember the akol etzofon there, it's all kaima. V'ramin o yimahalech miakol etziv, miyimino lemizrach haderech tmeyam, mishomer etzahamim, v'tura min amaser, u'min hashvit hashivat alachashich hayevet, mismolo lemaharav haderech. Remember, this is exactly the opposite of the gears of many Rishonim and the way the Gra proves. That's the other direction. Everything should be backwards. Because the coast indeed was Chutzlaretz, because the coast obviously the Goyim had been Shaletan. Ad shivadal chashichayevet mismolo l'maharav aderech, which should say l'yemino l'mizrach aderech Torah mishumer etzahamin v'chayevet b'maaser u'bashevi'it ad shivadal chashiptura areich anad kiziv Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shum, Aviv ad lavlava. Anyway, Omer Abaye, what's the kasha? The Akko is the gvul of the body of Eretz Yisrael. Then you have a Ritzua that is Nafka. You know, it's like the Florida Keys, you know? And what, Yoiv Tana Simona? Absolutely. Even the Pasuk is Yoiv Simona to the right of the road, the left of the road. And it talks about Mizrach and Mara. It says, Vayomer Hineh Chag Hashem Bishilo, Miyamim Yamim Hashem Mitzvona Lebeit El Mizrach Hashem Bishilo Mitzila Ola Mibeit El Shema. Uminegem Lalavonan, Rav Papa pointed out, look, it can't mean Mitzvona, it has to mean to the Mitzila, right? Le Mizrach Hashem Mitzila, because otherwise it's a contradiction, because it should be the Tzafon. Tonachod, Amevi get basvina, Kimevi Beretz Israel. Vetad Yidach Kimevi b'chutz l'aretz. Am Rabbi Yirmi Okash, Al Rabbi Yuda, Al Rabban, and it's not. Afar chutz l'aretz abom isvina la'aretz chayav v'maser v'mas u'b'shviit. Am Rabbi Yuda, Eimatai, bizman shah svina gosheshet. Aval eina svina gosheshet patur. Now, this, of course, is based on the assumption that we are going to treat the dinim of Eretz Yisrael for getting, even though it's a little bit silly, because what does baby get have to do with whether there's a din of Kedushas Maisers and Trubas? But the same idea, Shalot Tachalok B'minat Hayam, Shalot Tachalok B'minat, we want to try to keep the dinim of the borders simple, so whatever the border is, Lagabe, Kedushas Arts for Maiser and for Shvias, that's what we're going to say, that's what we're assuming over, otherwise the whole thing is crazy. We're interrelating sugyas that are totally unrelated. So apparently, says the Gemara, it's part of the machlokas. Abaye says no. Of our Rebbe Yehuda, he lokasha. What can you say? Come as much in as svina gosheshe. Come as much as svina gosheshe. Om Rebbe Zera atzitz nakuv amunach hakabei yitidot. Bodo lo machlokas Rebbe Yehuda Rabbanan. Amra, who says? Who says? Dilmaloi, Adkan Lokom Rebira Atabela Bisvina. A Svina doesn't have a mokum. That's Kavua. What are you going to say? It's considered to be yonic from the karka underneath it. It's completely disconnected from that's no point. It's meant to be able to move and not be part of the karka. But in Otsitz, Jedo Asilivroch, maybe Anachinami, he'd be made that it's considered to be yonic. Inami Adkan Lokom Rahatam Rabona Nella Bisvina, because the Svina is on the surface of this planet. It happens to be a watery part of the surface. What's the difference? It's Lomavzik Avira, because Maya is considered to be Ara Smichta. You're telling me an Atzitz on a spaceship where over there it's Mavzik Avira, it hasn't landed. So over there it's not growing from the earth. Look. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, who's talking about rivers, Bechlal? Binaharos Eretz Yisrael, Kulei Amalo Plegei, what is Eretz Yisrael? Of course it's Eretz Yisrael. This has nothing to do with the Dinam of Meitzer and Shvias and whether it's Yonek for the Karka. What's going on over here? Well, you think that the Shliach is an ant and he's growing out of the ground? This is irrelevant. We are talking about the Yama Gadol, as we shall soon see.